welcome everybody to another edition of Made in Chattanooga. This is episode 18. I'm Carlos Pilago, a project manager at the Chattanooga office for VaynerMedia, and I am joined today by Stephanie Hayes, who does marketing for Lamp Post Properties and is also the manager for the Tomorrow Building. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So we got a lot to go over today, but the main thing we're going to get to is Startup Week and the events that we are putting on for that week, which is kind of a celebration of innovation and entrepreneurship that is hosted here in Chattanooga yearly, and will be happening from October 22nd to the 26th. But we wanted to talk a little bit about your story and kind of how we got here with you. So tell us a little bit about living in Chattanooga and graduating from GPS and then kind of what's happened since then.
Sure. I think I'm kind of your typical Chattanooga boomerang, as has become a popular term. I was born in Nashville. I've lived most of my life in Chattanooga, went to high school here, and then pretty much vowed to graduate high school, move away, and never return. And then I moved back about 3 years ago, almost exactly. So I left after high school. I went to NYU for college, spent a year in Amsterdam as part of my studies there, then moved even further away. I decided to move to China after I graduated NYU, worked teaching English there for about 2 years, met my now husband 10 years ago today, actually.
Wow, congrats.
And we moved to London after that, where I got my master's in tourism management and development. I worked in tourism out there for a little while. We were there two and a bit years. Then we decided to move to Mumbai, India, where I got an opportunity to run a tour company down there. We lived there for about 2 years, and then we had decided we wore ourselves out. We're looking where to move next, weren't really ready to keep bouncing around. And in that time, we had been coming back and forth to Chattanooga at least once a year, and had seen the incredible changes in the city and thought, you know, why not try this? So here we are.
Yeah, so you mentioned kind of the changes and the evolutions that were going on within the city. What in particular about those changes kind of attracted you back? Was there a specific project, or was it just the general vibe?
Yeah, mostly the vibe. I mean, we traveled for 3 months after we moved away from India, knowing that we were coming back here, but neither of us had jobs. I think we liked the size of the city and the friendliness and the quality of life that it affords, and the fact that we noticed that it seemed to be moving in the right direction. And, you know, we could have lived in another city that we haven't lived in, which we're obviously very comfortable doing, but we were ready to we liked the city and we knew we had a network and family and friends here. So that's how we ended up in Chattanooga.
Yeah. I know Peter's really dived in and kind of taken the community to heart, and, you know, the community's really accepted him. But kind of what specific role have you played in kind of that evolution of the city over the last couple of years since moving back?
A very minor role, I think. But when I came back was right when it was the second year of Startup Week, and they were looking for a project manager. So I was able to jump right in and do that, which was, I think, you know, the best thing anybody could ask for as far as an introduction to the city and what was going on, because I got to meet everybody involved in kind of the entrepreneurial system here, and get to know all the places around town as Startup Week venues and this and that. So it was really a better introduction than I could have ever asked for. So I've remained involved with that a little bit. I'm not as much this year, but through that I met Tiffany Robinson, who was one of the founders of Startup Week, and then at that time, they were kind of looking for somebody to be responsible for the Tomorrow Building, which was still very much under construction. And that's how I kind of got involved with Lamp Post Properties.
Cool. What other projects? I know we'll talk about the Tomorrow Building more specifically a little bit later. What other projects? Because I know you've done a lot. So what is kind of the joining factor in all of those? Like, how do they connect?
That's a great question. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, one of the things that's nice that I love about Chattanooga is we were living in huge cities, 20 million plus for Shanghai and Mumbai. So big places. So coming back here, just how accessible it is and how it's easy to kind of understand what's going on. And if you see something you want to be involved in, it, you know, you can tend to figure out how to become involved in that. I mean, I don't take for granted the fact that I have family here and well connected, but it's a manageable sized city where I think for the most part leadership is willing to give people like us a seat at the table. So I've kind of jumped in with things that interested me across the board. One of my favorite things I do lately is Chattanoobies, which is a happy hour. I started with Mary Stargell at the Edney and Megan Shin at River City. We've always had somebody from Causeway and Society of Work. And it's a monthly happy hour for people new to the city that we rotate each month at a venue or place that we think people should know about. And that to me, just to get to meet 50 to 60 people each month that are choosing to move here, as somebody that grew up here and did not meet people moving here that frequently, is just a real pleasure to kind of have that unbiased kind of support. So I love that. Another thing that I'm really proud of is when Pete and I moved back here, we missed a lot of the food from where we were living. And we had heard about Maine Times 24 for years and years and years from my parents, and decided that we wanted to, we couldn't really believe that, you know, these food opportunities didn't exist. So we thought, what if we asked people to come sell food at Maine Times 24 as part of a international food market, is what we call it. And we'll be doing that. It'll be our fourth year this year. But last year we had over 20 vendors and sold, I think, $2,500 worth of food in 2 hours, over 500 people, and it's kind of grown into this beast that's anything larger than we expected. So that's been really fun to kind of see, and I can't imagine doing something like that in another city. And then, I don't know, I also give walking tours through my company Free Walk Chattanooga on the side. I was a walking tour guide in Amsterdam, and part of moving back here was I've strayed a little bit away from my background in tourism, so I started that because I love sharing Chattanooga's story, but I also love meeting people that are choosing to vacation in a place like Chattanooga. So that's been really fun. And then on the kind of tourism side, I also started last year, I take GPS students to Mumbai. This will be my second year. And that's one of the favorite things that I do, because it's getting to show people one of my favorite countries in the world. So,
yeah, a couple things in there. So the Maine by 24 event, that's one of my favorite things. So being connected with food in Chattanooga pretty holistically, that is one of the gaps, is the authentic kind of diverse food. And so when I go to the big cities, Nashville, Atlanta, that's one of the things that I appreciate. So going to that event for Maine Times 24 is one of the highlights for me. And you guys are expanding again this year, making it bigger. So that's really cool that people have responded well.
I don't think I've announced that anywhere, but we're actually hosting it at the new 10-gig venue at the Choo Choo this year. We've had it at Bluegrass Grill. We work very closely with Joan Marie, the owner of Bluegrass, who's amazing. And then the Fire Hall welcomed us last year, and that was incredible, but still not quite big enough. So this year we're going to move it to the 10-gig space, and that should be really exciting and allow for plenty of people.
Yeah, and there's a lot going on with 10-gig. I know that they've kind of bumped the event a little bit, maybe to December, maybe to the spring, but you're helping out with that as well, right?
I am helping out with the 10-gig guys a little bit. They actually have had two rooms in the Tamar building since they've been starting this, and I got to know them that way. And we'll be helping them out with some operational kind of stuff similar to what I do for the building. So I'm really excited about what they're doing.
Nice. Well, let's get back to your main gig with Lamppost Properties and the marketing you do with them, but specifically the Tamar building. Talk to us about how that's evolved, and then maybe dive into a little bit about the Tamar building project, what the goals were, and some of the struggles in there.
Sure. So I joined Lamppost Properties almost 3 years ago, when the Tamar building was going to open a little bit sooner than it did. But we are a 39-unit, micro-unit, co-living style apartment building. And I thought that project was really exciting when I started. I mean, I still do, but because it's not something you typically expect to be in a city like Chattanooga. And my favorite Chattanooga stories are the things people don't typically expect in Chattanooga. But so we opened December 2016, so we're coming up on 2 years, with the goal of just trying to make it easy for people to land here and connect with the community and get involved. We were born out of Lamppost Group, and I think what had happened there is, as they were investing in startups, they were finding it difficult to convince startups to either stay here as they scaled, move here from other places, or convince the people that started the companies that they would attract talent to a place like Chattanooga. And it was difficult because they might come here, not have a good way to try it out, be working long hours and not get to know the city, and then decide they don't like it. So it was just kind of making it easy for people to land and get connected. And when we started, we were talking really niche, kind of about these startup employees and startup founders and tech guys and this and that. But we quickly realized we would only be successful if the type of people we attract were diverse in all senses of the word. And that has really proven to be the case because it appeals to a variety of different types of folks. So it's really cool to kind of run events there and watch people from different backgrounds, different industries, different ages, different places kind of come connect as neighbors. So that's been really fun.
Yeah, it's interesting to watch you guys activate that space. And then, like you mentioned, just the diversity of people living in that building is really cool to see. I know what you talked about with companies moving in or looking towards Chattanooga to move and stay here. When Vayner transitioned down into Chattanooga, that was one of the things that was really important is getting connected with the city, making sure that the people who came down felt connected and were able to just establish a good living style very quickly. So I'm sure for the people who maybe, you know, don't have homes or don't have those things, that they're moving into a place that will connect them with the Innovation District and is very central, like the Tomorrow Building. So that's really cool. When you guys were launching, there was so much hype about it. You guys were in magazines, you were in newspapers. Talk to us about that and that buzz that came from it and that unexpectedness for a place like that to be in Chattanooga.
Yeah, I mean, that was really fun. And I think because at the time co-living was new. I mean, co-living's not actually new. It's been around since the 1800s in a bunch of different iterations. But it felt like this new thing. And then all of a sudden newspapers thought, you know, why is somewhere like Chattanooga doing this? Because usually it's solving kind of a density issue or housing crisis kind of thing in cities like New York and San Francisco. But whereas for Chattanooga, it just made sense from a kind of community perspective. So we were featured in Wall Street Journal, Inc., Curbed, all these great publications right when we opened. I think just because they were kind of curious as to why we would be doing something like that. But that was, yeah, definitely fun.
Yeah, so you guys have activated, you do events in the space, concerts, different things. Talk to us a little bit about the events that you've had in the past and then maybe some that are coming up in the next month or so.
Yeah, we've really just tried to do a variety of things because I think the fact that, you know, everybody in the building is different, it's always kind of hard to figure out what works. Recent ones we had Nick Glutzko last week. He did a little session, we call it Sunday Sessions. We've had music kind of once a month on Sunday for the last 6 months or so. We partner with the Chattery a lot because they often are looking for space. So we've done origami classes, vision boards. We do a monthly open mic storytelling night on the last Thursday of the month. We've partnered with String Theory. We had an awesome quintet group from Texas. We've had a house show through Christy Graves. We had a tenant-organized wine and cheese night that was really successful a couple of weeks ago. I think we had over a third of the building at that one, which was good. Yeah, just kind of whatever people are feeling, we try to make it happen.
Nice. So let's get into a little bit about the events surrounding Startup Week, both our event with VaynerMedia and then some of the other events. So talk about kind of the peripheral events first that you guys are hosting, and then we'll get into the one that we're doing together.
Cool. So we are hosting our own event this year is our second year. It's the Egg Drop Challenge. We were trying to think of a way to get people in the building and get to see the units, but do something fun in team building. And secretly last year, I wanted the concept to be that everybody tries to create these contraptions that you can launch eggs off the balconies, but learns that the Tamar Building team wins because co-living works. I don't think the Tomorrow Building team actually won, but that was a very conceptual thing. But anyway, it was a fun night. We try to play off the kind of residential vibe and encourage people to wear pajamas, and I will provide a bunch of supplies and teams build whatever they can to then successfully go to our top floor and launch the eggs off the building, and then the surviving teams get to do it from the third and second floor until we have a winner. So we'll be doing that again just for fun. It's an evening event, just kind of a networking opportunity for people at Startup Week. And then we're also hosting, Heed PR is hosting a panel on entrepreneurs that are also couples. I think there's a few examples around town of people that have started businesses together with their partners. And that will be hosted on Monday at 5 o'clock, I believe.
And that's October 22nd, that Monday,
yes.
Right?
Yes. And the egg drop is October 24th.
Yep.
At 8 o'clock. So kind of an evening after hours event.
Yeah, and we will be doing our event at the Tomorrow Building, and that one's going to be entitled Tomorrow in Chattanooga, conveniently enough. Made in Chattanooga at the Tomorrow Building, where we will have a panel of for entrepreneurs, innovators, people from around the city, talking about kind of what we've talked about a little bit, just the evolution of Chattanooga over the last couple of years, and then where they see the city going now that a little bit of that infrastructure has been built out. And I don't know, it feels like we're starting to get our bearings with the innovative culture and starting to really make some strides going forward. So we're excited about that. And that will be from 4 to 5 at the Tomorrow Building. And we're going to do it in one of the lounges. And we will do a live podcast. And then we will also encourage the audience that is there to do a Q&A with the panelists towards the end of it. So they will answer your questions specifically around education and about how the different innovative companies coming into Chattanooga are the ones that are already established will kind of paint the way moving forward. So we're really excited about that. Is there anything else you guys are doing for Startup Week?
Yes, there's some other, so not necessarily from a Tomorrow Building perspective, but I am organizing the second annual Startup Week parade. Last year we had, a march from the Edney down to River Rocks, which was on Cherry Street. This year, instead of that, we're going to celebrate the new Miller Park. So it's actually thanks to YPC sponsors the parade. So it's the second annual YPC Startup Week parade. But we will be gathering in front of the Edney again at 5 o'clock right after work. And at promptly at 5:30, we'll march down Market Street, around the park, back down Market Street, and we'll enter Miller Park. And then after that, River City is organizing a really awesome event that I'm lucky to help out with. Modeled after Bryant Park's big musical chairs.
Okay.
So it's just a massive game of musical chairs. I think there's room for about 200 people, tournament style. So different circles, and then eventually one circle with all the winners. And that was sponsored by the Moxie. So that'll be a really fun evening. So the parade leading into musical chairs and a kind of fun evening in the park. So I'm excited about both of those things. And then the Saturday after that, the 27th, which is no longer Startup Week technically, we hosted a really awesome house show last January with a bluegrass band called Twisted Pine from Boston. And there, one of the vocalists is traveling back through promoting her solo album. Her name is Rachel Sumner. So she'll be performing at the Tomorrow Building with Ian Fitzgerald on Saturday, the 27th. Tickets are $10 for that. We found that our lounge has a really nice kind of vibe for and good acoustics with the atrium for musical gigs, and that one I'm really looking forward to because they were awesome back in January.
Yeah, so lots going on with Startup Week, and then like you mentioned, just after Startup Week. Anything else you want to highlight about what's going on?
I would
on?
Love to mention one more event
Startup
Week. Last year during Startup Week, we did Morning Dance Pants, which was a collaboration between Tomorrow Building and Society of Work. And it is a morning dance party from 7 to 8:30 in the morning. We do it in our basement, which is really fun. We're not doing it during Startup Week because of all that other great stuff going on, but we actually had some tenant feedback that it would be a fun Halloween activity. So on Halloween, which I think is a Wednesday, the 31st, sounds right, we'll be having Halloween morning dance pants and encouraging people to dress up and come dance with us from 7 to 8:30. DJ MC Pro will be DJing. We'll have lights and glow sticks and coffee from Plus Coffee and juice shots from Southern Squeeze. And that's a really fun morning too. So if anybody has any energy after Startup Week, or maybe just misses the fact that there's tons of stuff going on, that would be a good opportunity.
All right, so then two burning questions. What is your costume going to be for that dance party, number one?
Oh, I don't know. So I've always wanted to dress up as get a big group of people and half of them be nuns from Sister Act 2 and half be like the 90s hip-hop kids. But my friends aren't doing that, so I don't know.
You got to convince them.
I was just watching the Robin Call Your Girlfriend video with Jennifer Holder, and that looks like a really easy costume.
All right.
So, maybe some
Robin. We'll have to pop over there and check them out. The second question is one that we ask all new hires in the Nuga office for VaynerMedia or people who come on the podcast. So I'm going to put you on the spot here. All right. So you have to have 5 condiments, right? And you're going to dispense those 5 condiments out of a specific finger on your hand. What are those 5 condiments, and which finger are they coming out of?
I'm trying to understand why the finger is important.
It's so you can pour it.
Okay, so the pointer is the best, would be the most fun.
Okay.
I mean, definitely mayonnaise. I'm one of those weird people that loves mayonnaise.
It's fine.
You don't like
While we will judge you harshly, you can decide what a condiment is on your own. So
okay.
you can vary it if you'd like.
Okay,
but
well,
mayo. Still number one is mayo.
I mean, that can come out of my thumb, sure. We're just going to go in order. Let's see. Coconut chutney, maybe, from my India days.
Okay.
I
don't think that's on the list yet. So
no good
coconut. Choice.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm going to try to stump you even more. Let's
All
see.
Right.
Probably some sort of vinegar from my China days. You've got to have vinegar for certain things. I don't, not specific what kind.
All right.
I guess we need something spicy. Oh, I don't know, though. What? I mean, sriracha is an easy one.
Right. Yeah, that's a good choice.
Okay.
So I did like chili garlic paste.
Okay.
Yeah, so
okay,
that was my spicy.
Oh, tahini, can that be a condiment?
Again, it's up to you. We will judge you,
so
it's up to you, ultimately.
Tahini. I get one more.
All right.
Shoot, what kind of flavor? I don't think I need anything sweet. Coconut chutney is a little bit sweet. Definitely not ketchup.
Not ketchup.
Nope.
What about mustard?
Probably mustard. We'll probably go with some kind of nice spicy mustard.
All right. Okay. Well, we appreciate the
so
insight.
So would I make it on the VaynerMedia team?
that would be fine. It's going to be laminated, and we're going to post it on the wall somewhere.
My company in London did culture fits and would draw questions, but one of them was that we always asked was, if you were a carrot, how would you be sliced?
Oh. I don't know. I would probably like to be the little round ones, like for steaming. What was your answer to that question?
I don't know. I don't know that I did a Skype interview, and I don't think I was asked the carrot questions. I think I avoided it. Yeah.
Well, we've waded into some fun territory here, but the main thing you need to remember is that tomorrow in Chattanooga will be hosted during Startup Week at the Tomorrow Building on Wednesday, October 24th from 4 to 5, and then that the Tomorrow Building has a bunch of events that they are doing throughout that week and after. So make sure you join in there and attend and get involved. If you haven't seen the Tomorrow Building, we definitely encourage you to take a tour, come by, and get involved.
Thank you.
Have a good one.